Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the Friday edition. I told you this week was going to fly by, man, and it sure did. Here we are Friday, live in these Daily Defense studios. Because time is of the essence every day, I want to go right to my phone line. The Second Amendment Foundation, Ammo Land, Firing Line, Liberty Park Press, Conservative Firing Line Hotline. I can say all of these because my guest is my mom's favorite, Dave Workman, who represents all of those, and I'm sure I've missed a few. Dave Workman, welcome in to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios to help me kill this week today. How you doing?
Well, it's fine. I don't want to be accused of killing anything, especially a week, but it's always nice to join you, Mark.
Always
good
a pleasure
to hear from you.
Hey, listen, as we get rolling on this day this afternoon, there are a handful of bills. Most people don't understand this, Dave. They don't know because it doesn't make a lot of news. We talk about it here. But coming up in July, you correct me if I'm wrong, Washington State, of all places, the Evergreen State, is getting ready to institute, or I should say they're going to go into effect, some of the worst gun controls this country has ever seen. Am I mistaken?
No, you're not. And that's the problem with not only Initiative 1639, but the FBI National Instant Check System has advised the state of Washington, FFLs out here, dealers, that starting on July 1, they can no longer run what they called courtesy background checks to the NICS system. Those are all going to have to be done through local law enforcement agencies, which means, among other things, and this is most important, that people who have concealed pistol licenses, and there's more than 616,000 of them in Washington State, they will no longer be allowed to take home a handgun on the same day that they purchased, even though they have already gone through a background check to get their concealed pistol license, and that the local law enforcement agency, unfortunately, should be able to sign off on this, but they do not have the mechanism in place to allow that to happen. Now, the requirements of Initiative 1639 are even more onerous, and frankly, I was interviewing Sheriff Ozzy Knezovich over in Spokane County here about 3 months ago, and he confirmed this. He said that his telephone, since the first of the year, has been ringing off the hook, and he'd gotten phone calls from a lot of Democrats in Spokane County who were complaining about passage of the bill, and they didn't realize what was in that when they voted for it last fall. They were told erroneously, and I think deliberately so, that this was a school safety measure. And of course, everybody's going to be interested in adopting a school safety measure. There's not one word in that thing about school safety. Nothing. And instead, they've discovered that as of July 1, their Ruger 1022, their Marlin Model 60, their Remington semi-automatic rifle, you know, the old, it's a got plastic, gosh, for some reason, it just escapes me, the Nylon 66. Remember the Nylon 66?
I do.
It's a great little rifle.
Yep.
Those are all now semi-automatic assault rifles by definition in the statute. Now, as of July 1, in order to purchase any of those guns along with an AR platform rifle, regardless of whether you use it for hunting or target shooting or what, you got to prove that within the last 5 years you have taken a qualified firearms safety course, and you've got to have that documented. There is no such course that really meets the requirements, as far as anybody can tell, of everything that is listed in the statute. Now, there are some people right now offering courses that they say will meet the qualifications, and that's fine. And, you know, if they put that together, that's good. These are private courses, and I know that in, I think, two counties in the state, Cowlitz and I believe Lewis County, there are going to be efforts by the sheriff's departments there to provide classes that will meet the qualifications set down in the statute. But there's really no statewide program right now to provide that training for perhaps as many as 2 million Washington State gun owners. I think this was by design. So from what it had been, a state with very reasonable, rational gun laws prior to 2014, Washington State has now become a clone of New Jersey almost. And we've got a state attorney general out here who is a rabid anti-gunner. And he and the governor, who is now running for president, they've already appealed to county sheriffs to enforce the law. About 20 county sheriffs have said they will not enforce provisions of Initiative 1639. And I think we're heading for what may well be a train wreck.
Oh, boy. I'm copiously taking notes here as I was listening to you. Let me tell you what I've come up with. Oh, what a mess. What a mess. First off, let me start with the courtesy checks. Let me go back to your opening. As a Florida resident many years ago, with my permit, Florida has a wait period, but with a permit, there's no wait. With a permit, I walk in, I show them my firearms permit, my CCW permit, and I can walk out with my firearm. No permit or no wait for a long gun years ago. In the state of Georgia, my firearm permit is my background check. I fill out the NICS 4473, of course, but it's on file because I've already had the background check. Now, what you're telling me in Washington State is that's now out the door. So now, no matter who you are, no matter how long you've had a permit, no matter how many guns you've been able to purchase, now there are no checks whatsoever, period. The waiting period applies. You can't get the firearm. You cannot use your permit as a background check, even though you've taken it, correct?
Well, correct. And there's another little caveat that I forgot to throw in, and I think I better. So get your pen out and start writing notes. Starting July 1, under Initiative 1639, every owner of a handgun, every owner of a semi-automatic assault rifle, they will be subjected to annual background checks to make sure that they still are qualified to own firearms. Now, I'm just waiting to see
how well. Who determines the qualification? Who determines the qualification?
Well, I don't see anything about who determines the qualifications. I presume that it's going to be left up to local law enforcement agencies. And depending on who the sheriff or the police chief is, I'm not willing to allow my civil rights to be determined by some bureaucrat or some sheriff who's been elected, say, in King County, where I live.
What choice do you have right now?
Well, I suppose I could move to Idaho. But I'm a certified firearms instructor. Now, they're going to have a hell of a time proving that I'm not qualified to own a firearm.
This is going to go into the next segment, too, because the questions here are too important. And I did write that down. Okay, the annual background checks beginning on 7-1. Let me go back to those courtesy checks briefly.
Okay.
Is this going to have, and I'll use my own personal, let's just pick Joe Blow out. Joe Blow is 50 years old. Joe Blow has 50 guns in his safe. Joe Blow likes to collect guns. Joe Blow sure would like that new Glock 48. But Joe Blow says, you know what? I'm just not dealing with this anymore, man. I'm not going through this. I'm not going to do with these. Is this going to have a chilling effect on sales throughout the state? Because people like that are going to think, I'm done with this. I'm not going through this crap that these people want to put me through.
I think that was by design to begin with. The whole idea of this, I think, has been to put gun shows out of business, because another aspect of 1639 is a 10-day waiting period on the sale and delivery of any semi-automatic assault rifle,
which they've determined is whatever they've determined, including a Ruger 10/22, one of the most popular plain-tin guns ever made.
The definition is so broad that it encompasses every semi-automatic rifle that's ever been manufactured on the planet, regardless of country of origin. Too bad, and they all fall within the wide umbrella. Now, as far as Joe Blow and his 50 guns, you know, I have friends who would say that Joe Blow is really underarmed, but
Right. Now it's a true statement.
A a person who collects firearms. I know people who collect firearms. They've got maybe 100, 150 guns. They collect certain types of firearms. These people are rational. They're not crazy. They just like to collect guns. I mean, I suppose it's like collecting teddy bears or something. You know, they've got no intention of shooting these things.
You're right. And Dave, in the essence of time here, we're getting ready to take a break. Let me take you to the break with this. You know, when you buy guns over the years, as I have, as you get older and you buy more guns and a new model comes out, you go in and you look at all of a sudden, you know, your 8 handguns is now 27 handguns, is now 40 handguns, because there are so many different makes and models that you have. And now all of a sudden you're a collector of handguns. I'm going to continue this fascinating conversation with Dave Workman when we come back. Don't go away. Armed American Radio is winding down this part of the week right now on the Daily Defense. Back right after this with Dave.
Hey, gun lovers, check this out. Did you enter to win your new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. You could get up to 17 chances to win a new gun daily, but only if you act fast. Look, it could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, even 17 AR-15s. You heard that right. To reveal which gun you could win today, just text the word ARM to 87222. It's 100% secure, and the official rules are on the page. But hurry, these guns won't last long. The USCCA Gun A Day giveaway ends Friday, June 21st, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. Look, the United States Concealed Carry Association is here to help educate, train, and protect Americans like you. Plus, they just love giving away free guns. So don't miss your chance to win every single day this month. Just text the word ARM, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to get entered. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. So text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. We've already rounded first. We're heading into second base now with Dave Workman from Liberty Park Press, Conservative Firing Line, Ammo Land, and all the other stuff. Just look him up. You'll find him everywhere. Fascinating discussion about what is getting ready to happen in just a couple of short weeks, literally 2 weeks from now, in Washington State as it becomes the New Jersey of the West Coast. And this is the model that they want for you, regardless of where you live. I hope you're paying very, very careful attention to this. Dave, let's go back to the conversation we were having in the last segment. Welcome back to the studio, my friend. A pleasure to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure.
All right. First of all, by design, you know, I asked if it was a chilling effect. We were talking about Joe Blow having 50 guns in the safe. You know, the left calls two guns an arsenal. Let's face it. And even if one's a BB gun, it's an arsenal. My God, he had 100 rounds. They have no idea that you blow through 100 rounds, you know, just in regular training, shooting at pie plates, you know, in a matter of minutes. It's
well, you know, as a firearms reviewer, I do test and evaluation on guns for, well, I don't know, a couple of different magazines. When I go to do a test on a firearm, 100 rounds is nothing. I once did a test, this was about 3 years ago. I ran, I think it was 1,600 or 1,800 rounds through four different handguns to see how well they'd hold up. Now, come on, give me a break. That's nonsense for people to think that they should limit, say, people to 20 cartridges a month. And in California, they want to do background checks on ammunition purchases. But Washington State, the gun control people up here have even admitted that Washington State is a petri dish. It's a test tube. What happens here is coming to a state near you if this is allowed to stand. And I think that's one of the main reasons that the Second Amendment Foundation and the National Rifle Association have teamed up in a lawsuit challenging provisions of Initiative 1639.
Yet Alan has mentioned that, you know, I am so hesitant to say how a court case is going to turn out. I've been around the block long enough. It's not my first rodeo to know that you never know how a judge or a jury is going to wake up on any given Sunday. We know that. So it's hard to make predictions, even if you're a Supreme Court follower and you're just listening to the questions. It's near impossible to determine how somebody's going to rule. But nonetheless, we are hopeful, and thank God the Second Amendment Foundation and the NRA have teamed up in that suit to try to bring some sanity back to Washington State. But I've got to ask this question. It's provocative, but I have to. There are two. First of all, everything that you mentioned is going into effect on July 1st. Will any criminal in Washington follow any of the new regulations?
No.
And that's the only answer that you need is no. There needs to be no explanation to that. That leads me to this. This is a provocative question, but at what point in time do we as citizens, law-abiding citizens, say enough is enough and disobey these laws?
Well, you know, Rosa Parks didn't have to sit in the front of the bus. And I'm just going to leave that to everybody's imagination. The fact that we've got 20 sheriffs out here who have already advised publicly that they will not enforce provisions of 1639, along with, I think now there's six or seven county commissions that have adopted resolutions to the same effect, that should send a warning shot across the bow in Olympia, which is the state capital, that the public, especially outside of the Puget Sound region, the Seattle area, where all these lunkheads live that just mindlessly vote for this stuff, it's a warning that, hey, the time has come to have a not just a rational discussion, but an education about the Constitution, the Second Amendment, Article 1, Section 24 of the state constitution, which is even stronger than the Second Amendment. And maybe it's time to perhaps replace some of the people sitting on the state Supreme Court. It might be certainly time to do a little spring cleaning or house cleaning of state legislators, And that's not to say that we just need to mindlessly replace Democrats with Republicans, because I know two or three really good, solid Second Amendment Democrats representing rural districts in the state that to me, their word is as good as gold, and they've never betrayed their constituents on Second Amendment issues. I think that maybe it's time to homework for the voters to wake up, for the gun-owning voters to wake up. And I think July 1 is going to be a splash of boiling coffee in the laps of a lot of people. You voted for this bonehead. Now what are you going to do? Well, geez, the argument will be, why didn't the NRA stop this? Why didn't the Second Amendment Foundation stop this? Well, you know, we talked about this for what?
Look,
8 or 10 months before the election?
We can go a solid year. You and I, Alan and I, the three of us in roundtables have talked about this on not just Washington's airwaves, in multiple cities, Spokane, Olympia, Seattle, and others in Washington. It's not like this has been unknown. This was coming. We knew this was coming. And I hope I never get a letter from somebody that says, why didn't we stop this in advance? We did everything we could do on this end, but it comes down to the voter. So let's go back to the voter briefly. You talk about maybe that's a long-term fix, brother. That's not going to change anything from July 1st until next July. At what point in time is the Washington voter going to say, you know what? No. Not going
to
happen.
I think that has to happen at the ballot box, and it might even happen in a courtroom. I think July 1 could be an interesting day, or you know, the week following July 1 could be a very interesting week here. I can anticipate people jumping in here since they would now or by then would have become injured parties with a bunch of lawsuits mm-hmm. challenging this thing, demanding a temporary restraining order, demanding a permanent injunction. There are a lot of people, I think, who are going to wake up on the morning of July 1, go down to the gun shop, get told, hey, you know, we don't do business like that anymore.
Right.
And they're going to be seriously flipped out.
To put it mildly, they're going to be seriously
yeah.
flipped out, because a lot of folks weren't paying. This is when the attention that you should have been paying over the last 8 to 10 months, and gun owners that listen in Washington to this program, I know you're tuned in. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about those lunkheads that don't pay attention, that think it's not going to happen to me. It's okay. It's really not going to be that bad. I can still buy a gun. Now when they find out what they have to go through and the hoops they have to jump through and realize they're not in shape enough to do it, are going to have a problem. So, yeah, it's going to be a mess. In Washington State, we're watching you very carefully. We have been watching you very carefully for these reasons. We knew this was coming. California and Washington on the West Coast now, it won't be long before Oregon's going to want to have to play catch-up. And you're getting background checks for ammunition in California now. Bring ammunition in from out of state, you're committing a crime in California.
That's
right. Now. I mean, this is we're talking about America here. We're talking about moving from one free state, say, for example, from Arizona to California, and now you're committing a crime simply bringing ammunition into the state. This is the direction they want to take the rest of the country. Dave, we're getting ready to knock out another segment here. When we come back from this break, I want to take you to a very disturbing, I spoke about it yesterday, Senator Morrison in Illinois, and get your opinion on this. Can't wait to hear it. Back after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, segment 3. I hate it. I could go on and on and on with you for at least 3 hours today, but alas, I don't have the time. So let me just say this. The Monster broadcast is coming in a couple of days. What I haven't been able to get to this week, and in some of what I did get to this week, I will be dealing with again on Sunday in greater detail with an even bigger lineup than I could have in 1 hour because I've got 3 hours to bring it to you. So hang tight for the Sunday show if you're thinking I'm missing out on something. If there's a topic, because this stuff has been coming at us rapid fire all week, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If there's something you think I missed that you think is worth talking about to the nation on a couple 150 radio stations, let me know. I'm more than happy to take a look at it and throw it into that big giant pile of triage research that we do to bring you the stories that we think you need to hear. Molan Labe, baby. Remember this from yesterday. I spoke about smug Senator Morrison saying she changed her mind. Dave Workman, welcome back on the hotline from the Second Amendment Foundation offices as we go live to the nation today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for joining me and taking your time on a very busy Friday.
Well, it's always nice to be here. The subject, you know, we're having a heck of a time with finding subject matter that cheers everyone up.
Well, there hasn't been a lot to cheer everybody up lately. It's going to get worse, I think, as the campaign progresses. This is a very stressful time in America when we get, you know, we got campaign revving up, particularly those of us who value and cherish our rights and freedoms as we do. when it comes to our gun rights and our Second Amendment freedoms, because what we're talking about now is just foreshadowing what's getting ready to come at us during the campaign from every single lefty running. So I hope listeners are paying very careful attention. Here's one for you. Deerfield Public Library, Deerfield, Illinois. We know Deerfield pretty well, don't we? Because we just had a couple of victories there over the last couple months, right?
That's right. Yeah. The appeals court just a few days ago dismissed a request to review or appeal the ruling against the permanent injunction against their ban on so-called assault rifles that was adopted last year. This was a Second Amendment case, and it kind of left everybody stunned because there had been no problem with the people who own semi-automatic rifles legally in the state of Illinois. They pass background check, and they do all of this stuff. And suddenly, the Deerfield Council or Community Council or whatever they call themselves, last year they adopted what they claimed was an amendment to 2013 ordinance that instead of regulating these firearms, they decided just to ban them outright. And the Second Amendment Foundation and the Illinois State Rifle Association once again teamed up with Attorney David Siegel and made them not do that. We could stop them cold. Now, I understand, based on what you're telling me, and I think we're going to hear a recording or something or a statement from a state senator there that, gee whiz, we just can't have that.
Yeah, let me go into this. I'm going to play this on Friday or on Sunday. I've been saving the actual audio for the Sunday show. I'm going to read you the quote, though.
Read me the quote.
This was at a, if you can picture it, the Theater of the Mind. You picture a town hall in a library building, a local state senator there, okay? Her name is Julie Morrison. She's a rabid gun-hating freak zealot. And she was being questioned by one of her constituents by the name of Mike Wiseman. And he was interrogating her, if you will, over the logic of her wanting to ban scary black guns because they're so dangerous, but still being willing to allow current residents to own them if they pay a fine and register them. And when she was asked that, here was her response, and I quote her, "Maybe you've just changed my mind. Maybe we'll just have a confiscation and you won't have to worry about having to pay a fine." And she looked off at one of her assistants. Now, the telling part of that statement, as I talked about yesterday with my listeners, was not the fact that a socialist gun grabber would actually talk about coming after our guns in today's day and age, but the fact that there were a number of orange-clad Moms Demand Action t-shirt wear screechers there in the room that the moment she said that just wildly cheered. But remember, Dave, they're not coming to take our guns. They just want common sense gun safety laws. When she suggests taking them, the room erupted. The orange clad wares erupted, not the whole room. There were both sides. Maybe we'll just have a confiscation and you won't have to worry about having to pay a fine. And there's a couple comments at the bottom of the article that I was reading from yesterday that I think I want to get your opinion on. One of them was, some of them are pretty provocative, but that means come and get them, sweet cheeks. In fact, why don't you lead the way on some of those raids with oath-breaking LEOs? That was one. The other one was, will Julie be coming to my house personally? Those of us who support gun rights are trying to avoid a civil war by peacefully using the Constitution as written. Julie apparently despises that document and obviously despises law-abiding gun owners. I have a question for her. If guns cause crime, why did 54 downstate counties have zero homicides last year? I can assure you there are plenty of guns of all types down here. Your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, I think the disturbing thing, what should alarm everybody, is that so many people in the audience who are apparently wearing these orange shirts jumped up and cheered at that notion.
Yeah.
That suggests to me that a whole lot of people in that room must have slept through high school civics because they do talk about the Constitution. And when we talk about confiscating firearms or banning certain classes of firearms or limiting access, you're not talking about guns You're talking about a constitutionally enumerated fundamental right. And I guarantee you that if you find a group of people willing to step on somebody else's rights at some point over the horizon, somebody's going to come along and step on their rights, a right that they value. And then it's going to be, oh, my God, why didn't we stop this? Well, you know what? By then it'll be too late. We have to zealously protect every one of the enumerated rights in the Constitution. And, you know, I don't care whether you don't want to have a firearm in your house. That's not the point. Go ahead, don't have a firearm in your house. Be my guest. That leaves more guns for guys like you and me, Mark.
Sure.
Nobody's forcing anybody to have a firearm in their house. What they're telling you, or what we're trying to tell these people, I think, and this is certainly justifiable, is that your right to be offended ends at the point of my nose. You don't have the right to tell me that I don't have any rights. And I think it requires a little bit of adult supervision for some of these people. I remember back in the Obama administration when Barack Obama was telling the country, hey, you know, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. At that point, I decided, gee, you know, now I know why I wear cowboy boots. And sometimes even rubber boots, because you got to walk through this stuff.
Yeah.
To deal with these people, and you know, it gets deep.
It does. It gets really deep. You know, you're correct. A couple things I want to address when you talk about the constitutional right aspect of it. I tell my listeners frequently that if that's your only argument for quote unquote gun control, a phony debate that they've created, because the debate ended December 15, 1791. If that's your only argument, you're going to lose the argument. That should be just a part of your argument, listener, but you've got to take what you're hearing from Dave and understand why it's so vital a part. Because we're also talking about, let's just say, for example, someone decides that you no longer in your local municipality, you've got a overzealous state senator that wants to decide that you don't have a right to be secure in your possessions and things in your home before midnight, only after midnight, or something arbitrary like that. These are the same fundamental rights we're talking about. Or you don't have a right to read the book that you're reading because that individual doesn't like Huck Finn, for example, because they're too stupid to understand the literary genius. When we come back after this break, we're going to continue the conversation, and then I want to take you to a piece in the Daily Caller by Michael Hammond from Gun Owners of America. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment 4, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, is now going to lead into the weekend's Monster Cast. Time flies right by. A real quick note, grilling while armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, is almost ready to roll. You heard George Hill, the Mad Ogre, on the show with me yesterday. And that book is, we're getting ready to go into final edit. I will have a release date on it very, very soon. I'm expecting possibly even by this weekend's Monster Cast, if not very shortly thereafter. Going to be a lot of fun. 160 plus pages of tremendous information for you. Great barbecue recipes. And you learn a lot about the guns that we pair up to wear on your hip while you're smoking up the neighborhood on your new cooker. Grilling While Armed, coming soon to you in your local and your shelf at home. I can't wait. I'll let you know everything, hopefully Sunday, if not very early next week. Let's go right back to the hotline. Dave Workman, you're out there in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. It is gorgeous out there, too. My gosh. And your hands are full. I appreciate you so much for taking time live on a Friday afternoon to join me on America's Airwaves. Thanks for being here, Dave. Always a pleasure, brother.
Well, Mark, yeah, you know, we're pals, and I'm always delighted to jump into talk to you. You've got a great audience. You've got an intelligent audience. And I think you've got an audience that can take whatever we say and act on it. That's the difference.
You know what? And add to it, I think, is important, too. Not just you have to add to what we're saying to go out and act on it. And you're right about that. I know. But some of the emails I get are fantastic. Dave, I want to get...
I think part of your audience is some of my readers, too. You know, they read my stuff now at Ammo Land and Liberty Park Press and American Handgunner Online and Conservative Firing Line and, of course, thegunmag.com. It's a pleasure, actually, to write for these people, to give them, say, an opposing view or... an interesting perspective that they don't get from the mainstream press. And that's important. That, you know, that's what really living in a republic is all about. You get all sides to an issue, and then you make up your mind.
And thank goodness we have the ability, with the turn that the media has taken in this country today, from the alphabet soup, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSDNC, and the rest of them, even including Fox and many others, are now, you know, pushing such a hard line, hard agenda, regardless of what direction it is. I think Americans are just screaming for just plain old news, and those days are long gone. It's not going to change, and it's great to have the outlets that you just mentioned, and this outlet where we can bring your writing, and we can bring your words to life with you, the man who wrote it, and that is not lost on me and everybody, listener, who contributes to this program. That makes such a difference, not just Dave Workman, but many others, everyone that you hear on the show. Dave, I want to get a little provocative with you here again.
Okay.
Molala Bay, baby. That means come and get them, sweet cheeks. In fact, why don't you lead the way on some of those raids with oath-breaking law enforcement officers? That's a bold statement. A lot of people would consider that to be a threat. When you hear something like that, what does that tell you? What do you take away when you read something like that from a listener or from a?
I think that it suggests to me that the person who wrote it has reached the point of frustration, and they're saying, "Hey, look, I have rights too. I need to remind you of those rights." And frankly, you're taking the cowardly approach. You think that I'm a threat to you because I have a gun? No, I'm a threat to you because I have a vote. And I also have the First Amendment, and I can knock on every door in your district if I want to talk to the people in your district and say, you know, so-and-so, they claim to represent you, but in fact, they don't represent a lot of people in this district at all. And that's a greater threat than just having a gun in the closet that may gather dust for 9 months of the year. And I guess that's why, you know, as a journalist, and I have to remind some people of this, whatever else I do around the Second Amendment Foundation, I'm a journalist first. And, you know, we have some basics that we deal with. I'm an advocacy journalist now. I used to just write a weekly newspaper and cover all kinds of stuff. But it has occurred to me that somebody's got to speak up for these people. Somebody's got to speak up for the Second Amendment and to remind people that we have a Bill of Rights and that all of those rights are very important. And we can't allow government, and we certainly can't put those rights up to a popularity vote every November. That's not the way the Constitution works. So when I hear something like that from a constituent, I don't think that's a threat. That to me is an expression of absolute disgust and disappointment that somebody in public office now thinks that it's just peachy to go kick somebody's door in and confiscate what is constitutionally allowed to own and constitutionally protected. And that's appalling to me. Somebody asked me one time when I was doing a presentation, are you a libertarian? And I said, no, I'm not a libertarian. I'm a journalist. And that got all, you know, some shaking heads out there. But responsible journalist, you're a broadcast journalist. You know, you've got an opinion. Yeah, that's what you do. But we work for the people and with the people. And we have to stick up for them because they do need a voice. They don't have one. And a lot of the time they don't have one.
No, they don't. And your first analysis, I think, was spot on, and that is frustration. When I read a quote like that from somebody, it reeks of frustration. I've had enough of this. I am sick and tired of being lumped in here with criminals because I'm a gun owner. I asked you in the first segment or second, I don't even remember now, but I said to you, will any of Washington's new deals going into effect on July 1st be followed by any criminal? And you had a one-word answer, and the answer was no. No. The infringement is on me. It's on you. It's on the law-abiding citizen. It's not on the criminal who doesn't even know this stuff is going on. They're sitting in the criminal lair doing what criminals do. They're not worried about, oh, man, I got to get my license re-upped every year now. Oh, man, I got to get a background check to buy ammo. They're not worried about, did you know that gun you got over there now, an assault weapon, you're not allowed to have that anymore. They don't care about any of that. In fact, they don't even know. They're going to do what they do, period. And that's the frustration that a lot of people are feeling. And let me tell you, that's dangerous because that frustration can boil over. You know, that's why we've got to be able somehow, for what you do and what I do, is the people have to stay informed. If they're not, that's when frustration can boil over. And we need to be cognizant of that.
Do you know, I think maybe it's time to resurrect Howard Beale. Now, anybody who really knows a little bit about motion picture history knows who Howard Beale is. You've got to get up. I want you to go to the window. I want you to open the window. Mm-hmm. I want you to stick your head out the window, and I want you to yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's right.
But, you know, that whole scene in that movie, and it was a great movie, but the whole scene with Howard Beale, and followed by all these people all over the country screaming out their windows, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. That's a message to people that are currently in office in Washington, D.C. and in state capitals. The public is mad as hell. We elected these people to go and serve us, not to order us around.
That's where I hate to cut you off because we're getting ready to end this hour. I hate to do it. My gosh, I could go on and on and on with you. The movie was Network, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Right, yeah, Network.
The movie
was
Network. Howard Beale, mad as hell, I'm not going to take it. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's great analysis. I appreciate it very much. Wow, Dave Workman, fun stuff. Thank you, man, for everything that you do. You already told us where you're at. I don't have enough time to – it's Dave Workman, W-R-R-K-M-A-N. Look him up. You can find him everywhere. The Monster Cast coming up this weekend in 2 days. Make sure to tune in. Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes is getting ready to unload. I can't wait to give you that information. We're going to get up and fight
and
the fight again.
And one more thing.
Quickly. Go right ahead. 5 seconds.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you, Dave. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom for you. I'll see you on the radio Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.